Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today in Jerusalem and reaffirmed U.S. support following a deadly attack in Jerusalem by a Palestinian gunman and violence from both sides.
In the context of this attack and escalating violence, it's important that the government and people of Israel know America's commitment to their security remains ironclad.
NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Tel Aviv. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Robin.
And start with an update on the violence that he is talking about in Israel and the Palestinian West Bank over the past few days.
Oh, it's been a very chaotic and violent few days. On Thursday, we saw the deadliest Israeli military raid on Palestinians in the West Bank in more than a decade. The death toll on that has risen to 10 Palestinians killed. Israel was going after militants. Those killed include gunmen and a 61-year-old woman. That was Thursday. And then Friday, a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue in Jerusalem and killed seven there. I met the sister of one of the victims who was at Shabbat dinner, heard the sound of gunshots, ran out to try to help, and was shot along with his wife. That was Friday, and then Saturday, another shooting in Jerusalem, a 13-year-old Palestinian wounding a father and son. Today, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian when troops said that the Palestinian drove his car into a soldier's leg. Doesn't seem like it has any signs of stopping.
Well, and why is it starting? I mean, we know Israel has a new far-right government, much like the old. But why is this violence happening now?
I think you have to remember that in the last year, after a string of attacks on Israelis, the Israeli military launched a campaign in the West Bank. And that has been going on for the last 10 months. Almost every day, nightly arrests and raids that result in clashes and killings. Last year was the deadliest year for Palestinians in the West Bank. And then you have to understand the context that Palestinian leadership is losing a lot of legitimacy among young Palestinians who are feeling that they need to take up guns to defend themselves. You mentioned the new far-right government in Israel that wants to take a tougher line against Palestinians. They are now, after these latest attacks, trying to implement some punitive moves. They want to demolish Palestinian attackers' families' homes. They want to take other moves like expelling attackers' families to Gaza and the West Bank. Israeli and Palestinian experts are saying those moves may only increase violence and may only increase the feeling for revenge.
Right. Well, Secretary of State Blinken, in addition to meeting with Israeli's government, is also meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. That'll be tomorrow. You know, when you talk about this kind of violence, Daniel, I know you might also be thinking of, you know, intifadas of the past, uprisings. What is at stake for Palestinians now?
Oh yeah, we have heard people talk about, is this the start of the third intifada? The last intifada in the early 2000s was really bloody. Right now, Palestinians are looking for a vision for their future. They're looking for leadership, and they're finding none of it. Palestinians see this new far-right government in Israel wanting to deepen settlements in the West Bank. They're seeing that there are no peace talks on the horizon. The Palestinian leaders have lost a lot of legitimacy, and those leaders are turning to the UN. They want the International Court of Justice to weigh in on Israel's occupation of the West Bank, and the U.S. says that's not helpful. So Palestinians are feeling desperate right now, Robin.
Okay. NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv, as we continue to keep an eye on the escalating violence in Israel and the West Bank. Daniel, thanks so much for weighing in for us.
Thanks for having me, Robin.